is here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Stream Line at WMCK.FM McKeesport, by phone at 631-359-8728 and at slbradio.org/radio. Today, a great Youth Express Hour featuring a group of students from the Phipps Conservatory Youth Climate Advocacy Committee. They're going to talk about the work they have been doing. That will be at 10 o'clock. At 10:35, we have students who are going to talk about their work in learning about poverty and then coming up with ways to address poverty through novel solutions after they underwent an experience in which they were part of a simulated poverty program. And we have a replay featuring Alyssa Hankey at 11 o'clock as recorded live in our studios owing to the illness of our scheduled 11 o'clock guest. That plus interaction all morning long. Puzzles and games, including our pop quiz, in just a moment here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Getting started with the Malvinas.
God bless the grass that grows through the crack. They roll the concrete over it and try to keep it back. The concrete gets tired of what it has to do. It breaks and it buckles and the grass grows through. God bless the grass. God bless the truth that fights toward the sun. They roll the lies over it and think that it is done. Ground and reaches for the air, and after a while it's growing everywhere. God bless the grass. Grass. gentle and low. The roots are deep and the will is to grow. God bless the truth, the friend of the poor, and the wild grass growing round the poor man's door. God bless the grass.
Malvinas with God Bless the Grass from their album of the same name, getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Can you believe it's Memorial Day weekend? I think mathematically this is the earliest Memorial Day can be. When you look at the May calendar, I know one of my colleagues here asked me about a week ago. We were looking at the calendar, and she said, "This is going to be Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?" And I said, "No, it can't be." And indeed, it is Memorial Day weekend. And we have some songs from our library for Memorial Day that will have sprinkled throughout today's program in honor of people who gave their lives up for the United States. Thank you for being here already. We've heard from Susie in Alexandria. Tom is here with us as well as Tommy. And Ross is tuned in along with his family. And we're glad that you are here as well.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge now. It is time for this morning's pop quiz. And today is straightforward. The word black is an example of a five-letter word that begins with B, as in boy, and ends with K, as in kayak. And our challenge to you is to find five additional words that start with B and end with K. They have to be exactly five letters in length. And if you'd like, you can use them in a sensible sentence. Wouldn't that be fun? 412-200-5975. Do you think you can do it? We're looking for five words that start with B and end with K. And they should be five letters in length, like the word black, as an example.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's pop quiz.
We show up every morning, our uniforms are pressed, all spit and polish, we have to look our best. This message that we carry is a heavy load to bear for those who pay the price with sacrifice. You have to show we care. Everybody has a duty, a way that they can shine. The ones who go over there, those who stay behind. Some ain't coming back, reality is grim. It's up to me and Sergeant Jack to break the news to them. When the two soldiers no one wants to see in a plain black sedan rolling slowly down the street, past the toys and the bikes beneath the maple trees, where fading yellow ribbons wave gently in the breeze. There's two soldiers at the door. Sometimes I see us coming, fall down on their knees, tears are overflowing, crying, "No, God, please." Sometimes they just stand there, silent as a stone, with no surprise in their eyes. They knew it all along. See the soldiers on the tarmac, ready to deploy. Husbands and wives, little girls and boys, say a silent prayer, they all come back alive. Never see Jack and me pull up in the drive. Where the two soldiers no one wants to see in a plain black sedan rolling slowly down the street, past the toys and the bikes beneath the maple trees, where fading yellow ribbons wave gently in the breeze. Loved ones in a better place, they won't be back no more. Now there's two soldiers at the door. Yeah, there's two soldiers at the door.
I'm a man on a mission to see what we can find. I've got a one-way ticket on this rocket I ride. Spaceman! Spaceman! I'm peering out the window, cast my gaze upon the stars. There's a man out there shooting arrows with a bow. There's so many planets, and some just have no hue, and none of them measure up to the way I feel about your deep blue. Spaceman! Spaceman! And when I'm floating through the spaceship, I never know my way around, but there's one thing I'm certain of, and that's how to get done. innocent I am. I don't think I matter much. The black hole surely will eat me up, and the gravity of the sun will crush till there's not a little left of my own greatness. Spaceman, spaceman.
That is a group called the Infamous Prowlers. They sound like the same people who did the Huga Saka, Huga, Huga, Huga Saka, don't they? When they do that, Spaceman, the song in Blue Highway before that, and Two Soldiers. Dust Bowl Jack, I found the song you requested, and I'll do my best to get it on. I also found a song that will fit Susie's request. Good morning to Barbara in Highland Park, who has a very efficient sentence containing five words that are each five letters beginning with B and ending with K. I love to hurl a bleak black block as a brisk brick. Well done. Richard S. Block, Brick, Blank, Blink, and Brisk. Stu and McCandless has one that he shared, and it's a good one. Batik, the fabric used in art, or the art created from fabric is a better way to describe it. Batik, B-A-T-I-K. Tom in McCandless writes, on the brink of falling asleep, Brock Lee's mind was blank after being hit by a brick or cement block as he crossed a brisk brook to take a break at his bleak house where, as it turned out, his radio was on the blank and he could not listen to the show that gets his Saturday mornings off to a good start. I hope that's not the case. John in Economy Borough has blank, blank, block, brisk, bleak, brook, brink, and he also came up with batik. And Bob in Washington has quite a few batik. Balk, B-A-U-L-K, blank, bleak, and blank. Block, break, brick, Barack, brisk, brink, Buick. That's a great one. How did I miss that? And brusk, and brook, and Bjork. And he made a sensible sentence out of some of his words. It says, Bjork and Barack drove their Buick past the bleak brick near the brook. They couldn't help but blink at the sudden brisk wind, then balk as a colorful batik cloth flapped across the brink of the road, forcing a break in their journey to avoid the block. He added a few obscure ones. Blick, a quick glance from German. Blisk, B-L-Y-S-K, a city in southwestern Siberia. Berck, B-E-R-C-K, a coastal town in northern France. B-A-T-A-K, an ethnic group from Indonesia. And B-E-L-A-K, a king in the Old Testament from the Book of Numbers. Jim in Crafton Heights has blank, bleak, block, blink, break, brick, brisk, and brook. Tom and Barbara are listening in Stallstown, Pennsylvania. They also had batik, brook, blank, blank, brink, bleak, block, break, brick, and brisk. I think we've identified them all. Dr. Nelson Harrison has bleak, break, brack. We did not have brack. Blank, blank, and brack. Rose has blank, blank, block. Blank, break, brick, brink, brisk. Brook, brusk. And definitely a new one, boink. Linda and Collier came up with block, brick, brook, blink, brink, brick, blank, bleak, brisk, and brusk. Eva in the Hill District with brick, block, brook, break, and bleak. And here's Attorney Mark with brook, block, brick, bleak, break, and blank. Tommy says the weather on my block was bleak, so I decided to brave the brisk wind and stroll by the brook. In spite of the brusque behavior of my neighbor, I didn't even blink when I tripped over a brick and my head hit the brink of a wall and went boink. Kathy and Ty Nesta has brick, block, blink, boink, brook, brisk, break, brink, and blank. Just a few more. Sue has block, bleak, brook, blank, and blank. And here's somebody who calls himself Big Slime. I believe it's Dante. With a brick, block, blank, brink, brisk, and bleak. Well done. And here is Jeff of Squirrel Hill with block, blank, brick, blank, brook, break, bleak, brusque, brisk, and brank. Wow. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, along with our thanks for playing along with our pop quiz. Let me check Facebook really quickly to see if I might have missed any answers on Facebook. It looks like I did, so let me quickly check. Indeed, I did. Ralph had bleak, blink, brock, brick, and block. If you blink, you'll notice that the brook looks bleak because of the brick block obstructing the natural flow, he writes. And Jess added break, blank, brusque, brick, brook, and block. Charge to both of you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
cornbread. My baby likes Charlotte Chocolate. My baby likes Charlotte Bread.
Hoppers here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
One, two.
Morning to Brian and McCandless, and hello to you. We, in a moment, are going to have this morning's history riddle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
We have a very special and new kind of opportunity that we want to make you aware of. Mind the Gap is a fellowship and a paid one for recent high school graduates living in southwestern Pennsylvania who are still considering postgraduate options. Fellows spend a year working with SLB radio staff, building new skills, exploring career possibilities, and connecting with other young adults who also find themselves in between high school and whatever comes next. For additional information, just send a note to us at slb@slbradio.org. And we'll make sure you get the Mind the Gap application. Are you ready for this morning's? I channeled a little Katharine Hepburn there, didn't I? Are you ready for this morning's history riddle? I'm ready for this morning's history riddle. Born in Richmond, Virginia on May 25th, 1878, he was a mentor to Sammy and Shirley, although debuting on Broadway at the age of 50. His career actually began quite early. In his childhood, he danced in vaudeville and as an adult was known as the mayor of Harlem to many. He was better known by another nickname, however, and sadly died with barely a penny. 412-200-5900. 75, born in Richmond, Virginia on May 25th, 1878. He was a mentor to Sammy and Shirley. Although debuting on Broadway at the age of 50, his professional career actually began quite early. In his childhood, he danced in vaudeville and as an adult was known as the mayor of Harlem to many. He was better known by another nickname, however, and sadly died with barely a penny. Do you think you know the correct answer? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live. Good luck.
I met a soldier on the base at Fort Hood. I said, how do you do it? He said, there's bad with the good. And no matter how tough it gets, the soldier stands strong, keeping our family flag and country free. Riding the wrongs, I met a soldier. She was thanking me. At first it was strange to hear, and then I started to see what it meant to have someone appreciate her sacrifice and every. Give their life for you. God bless the soldier.
If you would not have fallen, I would not have found. Flying too close to the ground. So I patched up your broken wings, hung around for a while. Tried to keep your spirits up and your fever down. I knew someday you would fly away. Oh, and love is the greatest healer to be found.
my head too close to the
Request at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a group called Acoustic Syndicate and Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground. We'll have the correct answer to our history riddle coming up in just a moment. Thank you. so many guesses coming in, as well as phone calls. John, an economy has the correct answer to our history riddle. And Russ notes that he remembers that with this particular individual dying penniless, Ed Sullivan paid for his funeral. Indeed, he did. Mike in Mars has the correct answer. So does Richard on the north side. Tommy noted there is a statue of this person at Chamberlain Parkway and Lay Street in Richmond. Maybe that's Lee Street. I think it's Lay Street. Kathy and Ty Nesta has the correct answer, as does Brian in McCandless. And here, I believe, is Dust Bowl Jack. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. I hope you heard your request. How are you?
Yeah, thank you for the request.
You're welcome.
Yep. Always like to get up in the morning on Saturday and contribute a little bit to your show.
I'm glad that you are and that you do, or that you do and that you do. You, you've got the correct answer. Who is it?
It was a wild guess on my part, but that song that they made in honor of him is one of my favorites. It's Mr. Bojangles Robinson.
You are correct in Bill Bojangles Robinson. And, you know, the song is an interesting juxtaposition because the songwriter actually wrote it about somebody he met who was spending a night in jail. And the song was more about that person than about the real Bill Bojangles Robinson. The two ended up getting conflated over the years. But the song is not an actual biography, if you will, of the real man named Bill Robinson. It was more a story of the person that the songwriter met in prison. But it's an interesting, it's a great song. It's probably one of the finest songs of its type written, I think, when it gets down to it. And I'm trying to remember, I think it's Jerry Jeff Walker who wrote the song.
It may be. I know the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band has made it real popular.
They
probably have one of the best versions of the song. So, yeah.
Yeah, they had the big hit, and gosh, I'm almost positive it was Jerry Jeff Walker. Yes, there it is. He describes it as about an obscure but talented alcoholic tap dancing drifter who Walker met when arrested and jailed in New Orleans. And he insisted on being identified only as Bojangles. So that was the reason his name got that way. I'll bet the man who he met looked up to Bill Bojangles Robinson, given all of his talent. He was an amazing person. And he also did a lot of early fighting for civil rights long before many folks were doing that sort of thing. So, an interesting person all around.
Sure.
I hope it's going to be a good weekend for you. Memorial Day weekend always has a lot on tap. Do you have any plans?
Well, Monday we're planning to have my my siblings over here to my place for a little gathering. We missed out on Easter because I was sick, so we couldn't have them come over. We normally have come over on Easter, but I'm trying to do a makeup on this for this weekend. And of course, there's I'm reminiscing back when I lived over in Sharon. We lived approximately a half a block from the Memorial Day parade route, so we just walk up the street and watch the parade. But our friends would stop and bark in our yard and stuff like that. The parade would come down Oakland Avenue and go into the Oakwood Cemetery, and they would have speakers speak there. But yeah, that's my memory of the early Memorial Days in my neighborhood over there in Sharon.
Well, it sounds like you have a great family visit, and you brought back some memories too of Memorial Day parades in my neighborhood growing up, and just also seeing them in other neighborhoods too. Always a great start to the summer when you know those parades are coming up. Well, thank you, Jack, and I hope it's a great visit as always. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Robinson co-founded the New York Black Yankees baseball team in Harlem. They were a successful member of the Negro National League. He's said to have coined the term copacetic, and he also is said to hold the world record for running backwards and for publicity in cities when he was not the headliner. He called them freak sprints, where he would run backwards. Bill Bojangles Robinson would. The record was reported to be 100 yards in 13 and a half seconds. Can you imagine that? 100 yards in 13.5 seconds. In 1977, the record was bested by Paul Wilson running 13.3 seconds. Records are unclear, however. And as noted, he also had a number of cases where he, through his activism, helped to break the color barrier. Let's get to Susie, who's also with us in Alexandria. Hi, Susie.
Hey there.
Hi, sorry that you were holding on for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And you knew the correct answer as well. And do you have any memories of him or any observations?
Well, I was interested to hear your story about that the song was not really about him. And I was looking up, I found an article that said that the name Bojangles to white people meant like happy-go-lucky, but to black people meant squabbler.
Yeah, somebody who argues a lot. Right. I read that as well. And you have to sort of get back in that era to know whether that's true or not. But based on what I read, I saw that also.
Yeah, yeah. He was an interesting guy.
Very much so. Born in 1878, and you know, beloved by the city of Richmond for his time there, and it really had a lot to do with. I'm looking earlier in the week, I was reading about some of his efforts to try to, you know, bring black acts of vaudeville together with white acts. And he had a lot to do in that area. He's probably best known for his work with Shirley Temple, I think.
Right.
In the various movies. Our historical mentioned Shirley Temple and also Sammy.
Right, right.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, and I knew who the Sammy was. You know, I was like, okay, Shirley, and you know, I didn't know who the Shirley was. I don't know why I didn't know, you know, once I knew the answer. But of course. My dad was once in the elevator with Shirley Temple when she was ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
Wow. That had to be exciting. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't think he talked to her or anything, but, you know, just, you know, to be that close to, you know, piece of history, you know, I guess you don't like, you know, yeah.
No, that's a huge, huge person to be up close to. And he talks about meeting Shirley Temple and her reaching up to hold his hand, and the two she said, "Can I call you Uncle Billy?" And he said, "Only if I can call you darling." And that was the way they started their relationship together.
Can't imagine what Shirley Temple's life must have been. And, you know, and for that matter, Bill Bojangles. I mean, you know, just, you know, to be starting at such a young age.
Absolutely.
You know, doing all that entertaining.
Yeah, they had an incredible time together, to be sure. Well, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. We actually have a very rare recording. It took me a while to find this, but it features Bill Robinson explaining his dance steps to folks. So he's going to go through and explain each of his steps and how he does what he does. I'm, of course, assuming that I can find it. I had it at my fingertips a second ago. Here it is. And we'll take a listen to that. And a charge to you. Thanks so much for being with us. And here it is.
This is Bill Robinson talking. I will now endeavor to do a tap routine, and I'm going to name each and every step as I go along, and please try and follow me.